Here comes the sun.
Doo, 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 doo.
Here comes the sun. And I said, it's all right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, huh.
Thank you, Jane Bacharach, the one and only, for singing that along
with me. Oh,
you're welcome.
You're so welcome.
I'm singing it on my own, so
I know.
I appreciate it. Folks, you know what that sound means. You are tuned in to Everything Under the Sun, the Sopra Sun's weekly radio program right here on KDNK, the best radio station this side of the Mississippi and beyond.
No, it's okay, the best radio station in the world.
Period. Okay.
Period. That's it.
Jane back. And so, yes, tune in. I hope you picked up one of this week's issues. Jane Bacharach, everyone, is our guest this week. We're going to talk about Animal Rights, which is a publication that will be printing on March 21st, has a history. And it's, so we're going to give some insight to those kind of vague ads that we've been running.
Okay,
each
but
week.
Can I say one thing?
Please.
I want to say one thing. It's Animal, the name of the publication is Animal Rights. Rights,
like,
W-R-I-T-E-S.
It's very catchy.
Yes.
I love it.
Not Animal.
R-I-G-H-T-S.
It starts with W.
That's right. Animal. So it's Animal Rights, like the written word.
Right.
Fantastic. So, Ed, as some of our readers have probably noticed, yes, there's... every so often, or the last few weeks, or maybe a month or two.
Maybe 4 weeks or
four
so.
4 weeks.
Yeah.
We've been running ads this week. You could find one on 18 that says, the animal is on the calendar, and there's a picture of a cow. And it's, as it says, March 21st on the cow's tag on their ear, because most cows are marked with a tag on their ear.
Yes,
it says March 21st.
Yeah.
So it's coming up.
It's coming up. It's the end. We're doing it with the Sopra Sun.
That's right.
My publishing partner and I, Elisa.
We just had our lovely interns walk in late.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Did I say that on the air?
deserve it. That's okay. Elisa and I are doing it.
Cool.
Let's break and welcome these two.
We're breaking. We'll welcome these two. If you guys want to jump on those mics over there. Awesome. Okay, so back at it.
Okay.
And I want to get to the Sopra Sun helping get this off the ground.
Right.
This is the first time the Sopra Sun has been involved with animal rights.
Exactly.
And again, that's W-R-I-T-E-S, animal
right.
rights.
Right.
But there's been quite a few iterations before what's coming on March 21st.
Exactly.
But before we get there,
okay.
I just want to, I know that a lot of our listeners probably know Jane Bacharach, and you see her byline all the time in the Sopra Sun. You see her popping around Mountain Fair. She's wearing a Mountain Fair t-shirt right now, taking photos, and just really has added a lot of visual appeal to the Sopra Sun over the years, and as
Thank
well as the Valley Journal. And you're also quite the character here on KDNK on Bronco Babble sometimes.
Yeah.
And I just appreciate the work that you've done at both of those nonprofits.
Thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's great to have you in the studio.
And it's great to be here with you.
I'm trying to think of the last time that we were in the studio together.
It was during Bronco Babble because you were always late.
Oh,
getting
man,
off
I shouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah. So James was always late finishing everything under the sun. So we had to start Bronco Babble late because of James.
It's true, and I will own that on the air right now.
Okay.
And there's always a tight shift a lot of times between our live public affairs shows. There's a two-minute shift change from one show to the other where we get to do that changeover.
Exactly.
So thank you for being patient with me, Jane, and thanks for still being my friend.
I love you, James.
I love you, too, so much.
Yeah, we're buds.
Always been buds. We are joined by our two high school interns, who I love as well, who are running late, and we'll talk about that later.
You're going to be punished, you two. You are in deep trouble.
Oh. Yeah. And let me turn their mics on. Okay, thank you both for being here.
Yeah, sure.
My co-host, my lovely co-host, Yesenia Benavides.
Hello.
Very good to see you, Yesenia.
Very good to see you, too.
And Gus Richardson.
That's my name.
Good to see you.
Hi, I'm Jane, you two.
Hey, what's
nice
up?
To meet you. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
This is Jane Bachrach. You've likely seen many of her photos, just like I was saying a minute ago, in the Soprous Sun. And yeah, she's awesome. You'll probably see, now you'll recognize her when you see her out on the street. She has a camera with her a lot of the time.
If someone is tuning into Katie and Kay that doesn't often listen, we were only 2 minutes late. It's not that bad.
Oh, yes, it is. You should be here early. You guys.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Jane. Well, we'll save that for after we're off the air. But thank you.
You will suffer punishment.
Yeah. So let's get back to animal rights.
Okay. W-R-I-T-E-S.
W-R-I-T-E-S, like the written word.
Yeah.
Animal rights, again, is going to be printing as a seasonal issue in the Soprous Sun, so about four times a year, starting on March 21st. But let's go back in time. Let's go back and talk about animal rights and were you around for its inception?
Yes.
And when did that happen?
Okay, so when I worked for the Valley Journal, which was the predecessor to the Soprous Sun, I started this animal section called Animals, Inc., I-N-K. And we did it quarterly, I think, yeah. And it got to be so popular in the Valley Journal that the Aspen Times, the Glenwood Post, picked it up as well, part of Swift Communications, as was the Valley Journal. The Valley Journal was independent. But anyway, that's not important. Anyway,
well, it's important, but...
Yeah, we don't need to go into all those politics. Anyway, so we did Animals, Inc., and then the Valley Journal closed, and we didn't do we didn't do animal rights for many years, and then started... my partner and I, Elisa, who was the publisher of the Crystal Valley Echo.
Right, Elisa Omacht.
Yes, decided to get together and do animal rights, W-R-I-T-E-S. So the two of us did two issues, and then we had to stop because I fell on my head and got a bad concussion. And so now we have teamed up with the Soprous Sun.
Woot woot.
Woo! And we're going to do it with the Soprous Sun as a special section. It will come out the first day of spring on March 21st. And then it will be in the Soprous Sun newspaper for a week until the following week the new Soprous Sun comes out. But animal rights will remain out for 3 months. We have our own newspaper boxes, so we're going to print extra copies of animal rights. They'll remain out in newspaper boxes throughout the valley for 3 months, and hopefully it will be popular enough and we'll sell enough ads that we can do it again. We can do it quarterly and have the next one come out in June.
Well, I could... would be surprised if it didn't do well, and there's so many animals in the valley and in the area too, and animal lovers, but animals to highlight. So you'll have a lot of work and a lot of job security, and lots of photos.
I love doing this because it's fun, and a lot of it is funny, and it's all about the local animal scene in the valley. Actually, from Rifle up to Aspen,
okay.
But kind of centering around Carbondale and Basalt and Glenwood.
Great.
You know, a lot of it's tongue-in-cheek. There are a lot of serious
stories. That's your style.
That's my style.
I love your cut lines.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think Gus has a question.
Okay.
I do have a question. Okay. So I understand your credentials.
Okay.
Ex-Valley Journal reporter... On again, off again, Soprous Sun reporter?
Reporter and photographer.
Oh.
Mostly photographer.
She's a great photojournalist.
Cool.
Yeah.
So now that we know your credentials, can you tell us some more about your partner and their credentials, who is writing this animal rights with you?
Yes. Elisa, she is not... her talent is in laying out the paper. Mm. And she was a publisher of the Crystal Valley Echo for years and years and years. You know that?
I do.
That newspaper?
Yes.
Yep, it's monthly.
It's a monthly, yeah.
Yeah,
great newspaper. Shout out to Gentry as well, who's the current editor.
Yeah. And so Elisa sold that to Gentry and started her own book publishing company.
Oh.
So if for independent publishers, for people who write books and don't want to go through, you know, a large corporation, they can self-publish their books, and Elisa does that now.
Cool.
That's her main business. But she is a, you know, she knows how to put together a newspaper, you know, design it and mm-hmm. and lay it out, and that's what she does for it. Is going to do for animal rights. I do almost all the content,
right.
unless someone else volunteers.
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
Listeners, lock in.
Yes. And so,
well, we have some interns that might love to write a couple pieces.
Yeah, so I am up for that, and the Soper Sun is selling the ads, and they're going to print it.
Yeah, happy to.
Yeah. And we're excited about that.
We're so excited about it. And to be a part of reviving animal rights, which, again, has gone through other iterations, and just being a part of this with you. So
yeah, and we so appreciate your support.
Well,
honestly.
And I, while we're on the topic, shout out to like Todd Chamberlain,
yes.
who I know is our executive director at Soper Sun, who I know has been working with you
he's
and
been
Elisa
working with us a lot.
To get this off the ground.
Yes,
so it's
he
gonna
has.
Be great. Yesenia, did you have a question?
Yes. I had a question. You said local animals, like for your photography.
Okay. So, for example, do you have any animals yourself?
Yes.
What do you have?
I have a dog, a cat, and a parrot.
Oh. Oh.
A parrot?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I love that. So, what, maybe I would do a story.
Oh.
About you and your animals. Oh. Or maybe I would come over and take, maybe we could do a story about parrots and feature your parrot. Mm. So all of the stories are about local families, local people, local animals. Mm-hmm. We're doing a story on behind the scenes of calving because
I heard about this one.
Did you hear about this from William?
I did.
Okay.
What is calving?
Yeah, oh.
When cows have calves, mm-hmm. you know what a calf is, right?
Yeah, like a child cow.
Exactly,
a baby
child,
cow.
A baby cow is a calf.
Yes,
and when you when a cow gives birth, it's called calving.
Oh. And there's a whole season of calving season.
Yes.
It lasts a couple months.
Exactly.
It's in the winter time.
It's right now.
Yeah, it's right now. And
it's
actually,
right now.
My brother actually happens to be working at one of the calving sheds.
Yes,
for
he does.
Mid-Atlantic. And I heard that you were in touch with him to see if you can go down and get some photos
of
some calvings.
Yeah, of a calf being born. Exactly. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I've heard already some stories that's like pretty hard to help a calf give. I'm from Kansas.
Oh, you are?
And I had a lot of friends that grew up on farms.
Uh-huh.
And isn't like a cow giving birth like require not only a lot of help, but it's really hard for everybody involved.
I think actually they could do a pretty good job on their own a lot of the time.
They
but
do.
But sometimes they do need assistance.
Exactly. And I also grew up, my grandparents had a ranch and milk cows
wonderful.
And horses and stuff. So,
so you have some background.
Oh yeah, I have a lot of background.
Well, and you catch the lingo because you have gone on a lot of assignments. You've had Animal Inc., which was with the Valley Journal. Animal rights. You love animals, but also just like with any beat of journalism. It takes dedication, and like for instance, this your mission to go down and take photos at the calving shed. Well, they're at the calving shed in the middle of the night, and so from 6 p.m. till 6 a.m.
Exactly.
So you got to get up either real early or go late at night.
Yep.
To get those photos.
I know, which is why I was I'm trying to get a hold of William to see, because I would get up, you know, at 3 a.m. or whatever, and, you know, go there to get those photos. So it does, some things take a lot of work, but it's fun.
For listeners, we're a little bit over halfway through our broadcast today. You are tuned in to Everything Under the Sun, the Sopra Sun's weekly radio program here on KDNK. And this week we are uncovering the mystery behind animal rights. That's WRITES, like the written word, animal rights, which will be revived on March 21st within the Sopra Sun as an insert. And then we'll stay on the stands through the season until the next issue is planned in June. And we are having a lovely conversation, myself and our high school interns, with Jane Bacharach, one of the creators behind Animal Rights, and also has worked for the previous iterations of Animal Rights, including Animal Inc. with the Valley Journal.
Right.
Also, shout out to Elisa Omacht, who's also spearheading this with Jane.
And she would be here with me, but she's away. She's out of town.
She's out of town.
Yeah.
No, we'll let her off the hook this time.
Yeah.
Next time we're
only
getting
this
Aaron
time,
here,
though. No. Yeah.
Did Elisa, did she work with you at the Valley Journal?
No.
Okay.
No, but I worked with her for a short period of time up at the Crystal Valley Echo.
Okay.
That's how we met
initially.
Each other. Yeah.
Okay, great.
When the Valley Journal closed, I went there.
Oh, okay.
For a little while. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
I was going to ask. So,
okay.
I see, and I'm looking actually at one of the issues from 2019. There is a lovely photo of a young red-headed girl with their sorrow horse.
Right.
It's a lovely photo. The girl's hair is going everywhere, and it's taken by none other than Jane Bacharach, of course. And I'm seeing a lot of domesticated animals. Do you plan to feature any wildlife?
Yes,
okay.
We do, and we have, but it's much more difficult to capture.
Mm-hmm,
you know, photos
not
of,
as easy to plan.
Of wildlife. So it's spur of the moment. But I always have my camera with me, and I, you know, sometimes go out really early in the morning because I know that's when the deer, you know, a lot of the wildlife come out. But I just thought of something that I would like to bring up.
Oh, please do.
In each issue of Animal Rights, we hold a contest.
Oh.
Yeah. And anyone can enter their pets or animals in the contest.
Like your parrot, you said.
Like your parrot. And the first contest we're going to have it's a face-off. And literally a face-off.
Cool.
And so readers will send in photos, hopefully close-up photos of their animals. And it can be any kind of animal, a dog, a cat, a parrot, a pig, whatever. And whoever the judges have to agree. We're going to have a first, second, and third place. Mm. And people will email us their photos of their animals, and whichever animal captures the judge's attention first is the winner. And it's really called In Your Face is what it is. And
which
so,
animals often can do, especially dogs, like certain kinds of animals.
Exactly. So if you happen to get a really eye-catching close-up photo of your parrot doing something fun or funny will attract attention.
Is it a funny picture, like just a picture of the pet?
Yeah.
A funny picture?
Just a fun, preferably a close-up, because you're going to be up against everyone else's animal.
So you want to make it real
so
funny.
So you want to make it real funny or fun or beautiful or really, really ugly.
Well, and so I expect when people are submitting photos that they could probably stage them a little bit.
They can do whatever they want.
Okay.
And we're going to start running in the Sopra Sun. You don't know about this yet.
Oh, my God. Tell me.
But I'm telling you now.
I love getting filled in on the air.
Okay. So we'll announce the contest on March 21st in the first issue.
Okay.
But we might run a few photos leading up to it. And the face of In Your Face is of a dog that I took.
Okay.
I shot. And it is so, it just grabs your attention. I don't want to say anything about it. His name's Whiskey.
And,
good name. And all people have to do who are interested in entering the contest is look at this photo of Whiskey,
mm-hmm.
and they'll know exactly what it's about.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. So I don't want to give it away right now.
I also want to direct readers, just in case they're looking for to read a little bit more about animal rights, again, WRITES, that you could go to the Sopra Sun, and we printed a story in the February 8th issue, posted on February 7th, called The Animal is Approaching, with a very cute picture of a very cute goat, a baby goat taken by Jane Bachrach.
Thank you.
The reason I asked about staging is it's clear from a lot of these photos that you took in these animal rights publications from
right.
the past that they certainly were not staged.
No.
So there is just because you're taking photos of maybe very cute scenes, your job as a journalist, you don't compromise your integrity and aren't staging photos, and that's pretty clear.
Right, because as a photojournalist, mm-hmm. I like to capture moments.
Right.
You know, whether it's animals, people, whatever. But in this, I mean, you can't pose your parrot, but you can capture a moment where your parrot, maybe your parrot's mouth is open or something,
yeah.
doing something weird.
Some. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what you want to capture
yeah.
because it's going to attract readers' attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm thinking of like dog photos, and uh-huh. I see them on like Facebook or something sometimes where it's just a bunch of dog faces and they take them, like, I don't know if the shutter speed is really high, so they capture like their face and like the slobber and
right.
they have these crazy faces.
Right.
How do you do that?
Yeah. Well, it depends on the shutter speed and okay. the aperture.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm impressed that you got the tips. Shutter speed thing right. When we were talking about photos like a week ago.
Okay, Gus.
What?
He fully got how ISO worked completely wrong.
He
thought it was reversed.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, it's not. I mean, I'm always asking Jane questions.
No, but and it doesn't even matter if you don't know what the ISO or the shutter speed is. You know, if you happen to capture something with your cell phone camera,
mm-hmm. right.
you know, you don't have to be a professional. Mm-hmm. You know, you just have to capture the right moment.
So there's a big aspect of community participation with
yes.
animal rights.
Yes, it's totally community oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes we'll get a veterinarian in the valley maybe to write an article about you know, spring vaccinations for horses or
okay,
something
right.
like that.
So some really practical important yeah, stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we'll have at least one of those in. And the other thing I wanted to mention is when I did animal, I think this, no, in the first Animal Rights or in an Animals Inc. Anyway, we went to Roaring Fork High School
oh.
and did a, had the kid, I brought my dogs, one of my dogs, and we had the kids draw pictures of my dogs.
That's awesome.
And so it was called a kids animals and kids page, and we put those drawings in the paper. And I want to do that next time.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Super animal. Fun.
Yeah, it's
Would
really
you want to like broaden it out so it's just the kids' pets that they're drawing pictures of, or still your animals?
Doesn't have
animals?
To be my animal. Yeah. Okay. My animals. This is the first time we did it. And do you know Amy Mays? She was an art teacher.
Great.
First, I think, at the middle school and then high school,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I don't think that she teaches there anymore.
No, she doesn't. I know she doesn't.
We do only have about 2 minutes left.
Okay.
So, Jane, do you have anything you'd like to leave listeners with? Or? What did you say?
No. I won't do that. But anyway, if anyone wants to buy ads to help support us, call the Soper Sun.
Call
Todd
Sun.
At the Soper Sun.
There you go.
And the more ads that we sell, the more papers we can produce and put out.
Yeah.
So,
and let's also, just to kind of recap on the stories that you will cover that will be of use to anyone who owns pets, or it's someone who owns horses. You said you're doing something about warming horses.
We
do. So it really will be a valuable resource for the Valley.
Right.
It will also be a great way for the community to participate with the Soper Sun and through print. And with that, I just want to let readers know that Animal Rights does have their own email address. It's Animal Rights, again, that's WRITES at SoperSun.com, AnimalRights@SoperSun.com. And go ahead, and if you have a pitch or if you have photos, you can get in touch with Jane and Elisa that way. But look out on March 31st for the
March 21st.
Excuse me. Thank you so much,
spring.
Jane. The first day of spring. Look out for the first issue of Animal Rights in the Soper Sun. Jane Bachrach, thank you so much for joining
us
today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And thank you.
Thank you, too. I appreciate
you being
here.
You're welcome. And
thank
you, James Steinberg.
Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, listeners.
Thank you, everybody.
We're all giving thanks.